Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Good morning.
Well, you're entirely welcome. Thank you. I'd like to continue with this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, expounding upon our exploration and study of Brennan Manning's book, The Ragamuffin Gospel. Specifically, given that the Ragamuffin Gospel is really about our journey of encountering God's grace, this topic is finding God's grace in all of creation. All right. So I'd like to, for our scripture, to parallel that theme. Paul's writing in his letter of Galatians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. So can we have somebody read that?
The supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself to all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Thank you. Thank you. So in Brennan's chapter 5, Brennan expounds upon this notion of grace, that it's just not between God and the human, but God and all of creation. Brennan then challenges us that if we're going to embrace the grace that God extends to us, we may want to see how God's grace abounds in all of creation. So, I mean, here Paul speaks about that through Christ, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things. And here at Neighbors of Hope, I like to remind us that in Greek, the word all means all. So he didn't just reconcile the human. He didn't just reconcile, you know, the United States. He just didn't reconcile, you know, Israel. He reconciled all of creation. And somehow Brennan wants us to look out into creation, recognize how that abounds, right? And how that can, the beauty of that reality impacts our lives. All right? Validates God's love for us. Right, and helps empower us to respond appropriately back to God. All right, so thoughts, comments, questions on that type of theme.
I think especially in our culture, I think it, with how finite everything and how factioned everything kind of is and what you care about, so we've got these systems set up, be it Facebook or email or whatever, that really, really will pinpoint, I like this and I care about this. So if you're a believer, in a way, God has blessed what you believe in. And to back up scripturally and to look at, no, God's blessed all things. God's reconciling all things through Christ Jesus. Not just the things on your Facebook feed, in your county, in your state, in America, but the whole, all of creation. And it's kind of a, it's a healthy reset in a way for me. It makes me have less anxiety spiritually, I guess, that God is correcting all of this and not just the finite that I, my little brain cares about or that's in my orbit. And I think sometimes it's easy as humans to just, what's here? I just care about this, you know, not in my backyard kind of spirituality. And that is not loving your neighbor, I guess, you know, if we're to kind of full circle that to the gospel.
Yeah, I think it also, to complement that, doesn't it really challenge us to move towards a disposition of humility, right? That it's just not me, and that I'm something super special, right? But I am unique as a creature within this creation, right? Like everything else.
I see, it's unique without being narcissistic.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then it opens up the door that if it's all creation, I'm unique, you're unique too. So in my uniqueness of embracing God's grace, I see your uniqueness and God's grace in you. Which is kind of what Jesus says, love your neighbor. And understand that love isn't necessarily a touchy-feely thing. Right? I mean, agape is about this idea of willing the good of the other. Right? And we can do that in the simplest of ways. I mean, next time you go grocery shopping, next time you're going through the drive-thru or something, you may not have a whole lot in your tank. All right? Just lean forward a little bit. You know, a little compliment. I know that happened to me recently. Locally, right, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was doing some remodeling inside, so everything's a drive-thru. There's like 7 and they're lined up out on South Main. It's kind of a traffic hazard. And by the time I got to the speaker, the woman was so friendly. And so when I got to the window, you know, I complimented her on her customer service, giving one the hectic, right, the weight of need go through that drive-thru, right? And she just smiled and said, thank you. Okay. That it's things like that that we recognize. They're simple, random acts of kindness, whatever you want to say, just kind of lean into that a little bit, even if you don't have much into your tank. Because we're touching, in a sense, one another. Right? Because we're part of all this creation. And in that, that interaction is where we find the beauty of the existence of God's grace. You were going to say something?
Oh, no, I just was saying that that's what I've learned in my transformation is how to lean into it. You know what I mean? Like, we went to the recycling center, and there was, you know, some elderly ladies getting out. And it just, I snapped out and got out and said, hey, ma'am, you need help? I'll throw that in there for you. I'll open the door for you. You know what I mean? I would have cared not to do that a year ago.
Yeah, hurry up, get out of the way, I'm next.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I would have never cared to do that or going into a store. And I went into the store the other day and a lady slipped there. I stopped there and picked her up where other people were just rushing by. You know what I mean? It's just that God's changing my heart. You know, God's changing how I see people and value people.
And the rest of creation. That's kind of what Brandon's trying to bring home to us. It abounds in all of creation. Right? And sometimes I think we can get caught up in our Christian understanding that somehow this was just for us sinners. Right? Biblical scholars and theologians will point out that in Luke's gospel, and it's only Luke's gospel, when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweats blood. Right? Because they're trying to say, much like here, the blood of Jesus off his brow falls on the earth. And that same blood that redeemed us through the cross is now redeeming creation. So it's Luke's way of stating that. Really, he's already redeeming all of creation, not just the human being. All right. And Brennan wants us to recognize that in the creation. God's grace abounds. So how can we ever escape the presence of God then? All right. And then you're right, Richard, the challenge is, how do I participate in that then? All right. Well, we would go on. I mean, Paul talked about, if we were to continue reading this, he'll talk about how even when we were enemies of God, right, meaning we were not in alignment and properly participating in the redemption of all creation. But now that we have through Christ Jesus, right, our participation makes us a different people. We use language like transformed. We've been transformed into the image, the likeness of. And if you, I think if you play with that a little longer, we can see how Jesus recognizing in the storm on the sea, right, was the grace-filled God, right? In the the miracles type things, we can think of all of those, right?
Richard, you bring up an interesting point that makes me kind of look at spiritual poverty too. When you talk about you know, earlier we were talking about kind of having a off mic, we were talking about spiritual poverty and having a sense of, if you don't trust that God's going to give you more, you won't give it away. So be that money or whatever you have, if you don't trust that God has unlimited amounts of something, you can't naturally give that away to someone. And I think in the world, on the street, pre-transformation, we did not operate in circles that dealt with a lot of money financially. Sometimes our financial was respect. Our transaction between men was respect and was, so, and we would be very, I wouldn't want to give that away to other people. And now I serve a God that respects me enough where you can find yourself respecting other, your neighbor. You can find yourself respecting other people around you in the middle of it. As you're helping that lady in the store or whatever, you have the outside of yourself moment where you think, wow, here I am transacting freely with something that I used to keep so tight because I didn't trust that God would give me more or whatever.
And that liberation, I would say, is really central to the Christian faith. Right, that what Paul's talking about, that it's Jesus is Lord because through him he has reconciled all things, right, created with the Creator. Mm-hmm. Right, that has to be central to our Christian faith. Right, and in doing so, has set things in motion in the right way, of which we're invited to participate in. That makes us new creatures in this Christ who has soaked through God's grace the entirety of the universe. Right? And Brennan wants us to be aware of that, because then it really leads to a life filled of abundant joy. That no matter what I've done, right, I can participate in this freely. Anybody else have any thoughts?
I think, like you said, it's an invitation to care for. Like, if you look at Nate, he never says that we're supposed to rule over it.
Right.
We're not supposed to enslave nature. We're invited to help be caretakers in it.
Now that's a Genesis 3 story, right?
So, yep. But doesn't mean that it doesn't survive without us. Nature doesn't need us. We
right.
need it.
Yeah.
To survive. So if that's the case, why do we enslave the people around us? Why do we force obligations on people around us? We put expectations that people are going to live a certain way of life. Why do we keep putting these expectations on everybody around us rather than just to care for them, to be there to provide for them when they're in their most needed time?
Yeah, that nice little throwback to that Genesis 3, you know, where we're called to have dominion.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think it's almost as if we fail to recognize the reconciliation of all creation and substitute that truth with the reconciliation of the human being, then the human being gets put at the top of the chain, and we're no longer stewards, caretakers. We become dominators
yeah.
of creation. And make it as subjective to our desires and our wills yeah. to advance ourselves. And then the irony in all that is then we turn around and say, well, in doing so, I look around and this earth is really a bad place. I can't wait till I can be evacuated to somewhere else.
But it's our mess. We created it.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, I think there's a good lesson that really at the core of our faith is this idea that Jesus, the Lord, has reconciled through himself to God all of creation, of which we're a part of. Very good, very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all of your responses on this edition of Word Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.